Florida lawmakers have heard the pitch to outlaw revenge porn twice before. Here's Republican David Simmons of Altamont Springs making headway Wednesday on the Senate floor.
I knew it was originally a felony in the original bill, but it's been moved to a misdemeanor.
Are there further questions? Further questions? Seeing none, pursuant to Rule 4.19, the bill is placed on the counter. Bill's a third read. Take up and read the next bill.
Behind the dry legislative process stand thousands of victims. Most of them are women who let a boyfriend or a husband take compromising photos. When the relationship went south, the photos went online. One of them is Carly Hellstrom, an FSU student who says she was having a brief romance when she let her boyfriend take nude photos. She ended up giving tearful testimony to legislative committees.
I wish I had the legal attention of this last year when I needed it, when I had my picture uploaded to a national gossip website and it had over 100,000 views. And it was the first thing you saw when you Googled my name for the past year.
Hellstrom calls it a sex crime. She says the fallout for victims ranges from ruined careers to suicide.
It can't wait. And it will not only prevent people from uploading pictures of victims, but it will save lives.
The bill bans uploading sexually explicit images of an identifiable person to a social website. It exempts, quote, providers of internet or storage services. That should protect search engines like Google, sponsors say. First Amendment rights might be a problem, according to a staff analysis, but 15 states ban revenge porn, and no challenge has reached an appellate court. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that child pornography isn't a free speech right. Republican Representative Tom Goodson of Titusville filed the House version. The idea originated in Brevard County Sheriff Wayne Ivey's cyber crimes unit.
It gives us the teeth to not only go after that individual, but to be able to have the tools we need to go after them.
Goodson's bill could come up for an initial vote on the House floor as early as Friday. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.